Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The end of the school year marks a time of celebration and reflection for the state's teachers. Today, the State Department of Education is hosting hundreds of teachers from around South Dakota for the statewide mentor program Summer Academy. SDPB's Jackie Henry visited with some participants this morning at the Denny Sanford Premier Center, and she joins us now in the Kirby Family Studio in SDPB Sioux Falls space with more. Hey, Jackie, welcome.
Hey, Lori, good to be here.
All right, this is the first statewide teacher mentorship program. It's relatively new. Tell us about it.
Right. So this was part of that 2016 legislative package that came after the Blue Ribbon Task Force. And most listeners in the state probably equate that legislative package with the half-cent sales tax increase that was meant to go towards raising teacher pay, with the idea of improving retention of teachers and things like this. But of course, we know that pay is only part of the issue when it comes to retaining teachers in the field. Secretary of Education Ben Jones explains that the task force also collected survey responses from teachers around the state and discovered that many of them felt like once they graduated college, they were on their own.
There was a sense in that feedback from those questionnaires that were done that some type of mentorship program is needed to kind of keep people in the game and a place to go that wasn't their principal that might kind of scare off or discourage an honest conversation. Because, you know, there's conversations you can have with your boss, then there's conversations you can have with a colleague who's been there before and is in the trenches with you.
So in addition to increasing teacher pay, that 2016 legislative package included funding for a statewide mentorship program. And as that's gotten off the ground, this year marks the first cohort's completion of that program.
All right. So tell us about the program. Who is eligible for it?
To be a mentor, you need at least 5 years of teaching experience and a teaching certificate. And retired teachers can take part as long as they've been in a classroom within the last 7 years. As far as being a mentee, pretty much if you're within your first or second year of teaching in a South Dakota public school, you're in.
All right. How does it work? What's involved in the program?
The department pairs a mentor and mentee. They commit to 2 years of working together, and they're required to meet together for 34 hours of meeting time per year. And that can include anything from meeting for coffee to talk about what you're dealing with that particular week, but it also includes classroom visits. And the Department of Education also provides these pairs kind of a workbook to help them guide those conversations throughout that program. And it's also a space where they can write reflections and kind of look back and gauge their progress throughout those 2 years.
All right, so you went and talked to some of these folks today at the statewide gathering. What are teachers are getting out of the program? What did they have to say?
Right. So I talked to a pair of band directors that are finishing their 2 years today. Andrea Harstead is a fifth and sixth grade band director and assistant high school band director in the Canton School District. She's a mentor. She's been teaching for nearly 20 years. And she mentored the new band and choir teacher in the Montrose School District, Courtney Henches. And Courtney says she really appreciated the different perspectives her mentor was able to provide for different situations, in particular, classroom management.
I had a couple of students, sixth grade boys that loved playing like all the time, which is great. But when you're up on the podium and you're trying to get rehearsal done, it can get frustrating. And Andrea, when she came and observed me, she was like, "Oh, you've got some demonstrators in the classroom." And I was like, "What?" And she's like, "Yeah, let them play something for you. Let them, you know, if you're trying to teach a concept and they can do it, let them show everybody else how to do it."
Tell us how the mentors benefit.
Well, Andrea Harstead says it's been just really fulfilling to help a young teacher, and she wishes that she had had a mentor like this when she was first starting out in teaching. But she says she's also become more comfortable serving on committees and giving presentations based on some of the experiences that they've had over the past 2 years. And it's also worth noting the Department of Education offers some incentives for teachers to take part in this as well. They offer certificate renewal credits for teachers who finish the program, whether you're a mentor or a mentee. And teachers can also get up to 3 graduate level college credits for each of those 2 years.
So one of the things that jumps out at me is when we've had other conversations about mentors and finding mentors on this program is how often people don't see themselves as mentors.
Yeah.
So having a little incentive there and a little boost to say, yep, this is something that that you can do and you're ready for can be really important. Mm-hmm. Tell me about how teachers have picked up on this program?
Well, the program is growing. This year, more than 430 new teachers and 330 mentors have taken part in the program across 99 of our state's school districts. And that's a jump up of more than 100 participants from just last year. So teachers who are aware of this program are enthusiastically getting involved.
All right. What happens after they graduate?
Both Andrea and Courtney say they plan to keep in regular contact and encourage other teachers to participate. Andrea Harstead encourages mentors to recognize, kind of as you said, recognize themselves as mentors and what they can contribute to the profession by sharing what they've learned with the next generation.
It's not a secret. This teaching profession is difficult. So why are we just making sure that yourself is, you know, safe and, oh, I did that right, good job, you know, pat myself on the back. You know, share that information because that's how this profession is going to continue to thrive.
And Harstead says today doesn't feel like a graduation to her. It feels like just another get-together, and that this isn't so much a two-year commitment for her as a lifelong friendship.
Hmm. All right. Would they suggest changes to the program?
The only change that either one of them could really come up with was Harstead says she's heard from other teachers in especially rural areas who either didn't know about the program or their administrators didn't see it as a priority. Or more often than not, these teachers were still early in their career, but they were past that 1 to 2 year mark to be a mentee. So Harstead says she would like to see the department maybe expand that opening for new teachers to maybe those within their first 5 years of teaching, for example. And Secretary Jones happened to be in the room when she said that, and he noted that that kind of feedback is really valuable. And the department is collecting more surveys from teachers this year. And he says, really, nothing is going to remain the same. If we have an opportunity to make something better, we're going to do that.
All right. So tell me a little bit about, are there challenges of really tracking the success? Are they having to do a lot of, you know, documenting of what's working and what's not? Is it more organic than that?
There's surveys at the end of the program that the department gets some data from. But then as far as the teachers within that program, Harstead encourages anyone considering being a mentor that it really isn't that much more of a drain on their schedule. It's fairly organic to be able to come together. And while there is a little bit of documenting involved, it's really not that much of a burden. And that it comes together pretty easily. They just write down their date, the time that they met, and what they talked about, and that's all they need to be worried about.
All right, so you're down at the 10E Sanford, and a room full of teachers has a lot of energy and maybe a little bit of exhaustion at this time. Tell me about the mood in the space.
The mood in the space, really kind of excited, enthusiastic to be at the end of the year and get to get together and learn a lot from their peers. Courtney Hench has talked about how being a new teacher and being involved in this mentorship program, it's not only Andrea that she sees as a mentor. There's also that whole room full of teachers and a lot of networking to do and learning more from professionals from all parts of the state and how they might deal with a specific situation in a classroom. So I think, you know, teachers are obviously passionate about education and they're excited to learn from each other too.
All right. The work does not end over the summer. STPB's Jackie Hendry, thank you so much for the story. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, Lori.